We are learning Masech Leshuos Daf Chaf Hei Amud Aleph. We are starting from the brand new Mishnah on Daf Chaf Hei Amud Aleph. Zok the Mishnah. Echod Dvarim Shel Atzmoy VeEchod Dvarim Shel Acherim. So the halacha is that Shvuah is Shayich Sai if you're talking about something for yourself, Sai if something for someone else. VeEchod Dvarim Sheyesh Ba Mamish VeEchod Dvarim Sheyesh Ba Mamish. Sai something that has Mamish, Sai something that doesn't have Mamish. The Mishnah will explain and give examples of what we just said. Rashi explains the word "ein behem mamish" can mean two things. Either it means that you're saying a shua about something that has no substance, like sleeping, it's not a mamish. Also, something has no hana. For example, to throw a rock into the water. So both these things are ein behem mamish. Not sleeping is ein behem mamish because it's not something of substance, and throwing a rock in the water has no hana, also called ein behem mamish. Ketzad. To what example of Dvarim Shel Atzma and Dvarim Shel Acherim? Ketzad. Om HaShvua She'etein L'ish Ploini. I make a Shvua, I'm going to give someone a present. V'Sheloi Etein. I'm not going to give him a present. That's a good Shvua. Shenasati. I say I gave someone a present. Shloi Nasati. And I didn't give someone a present. That means that really, according to our Mishnah, there's something called Shvua L'Haba, that's Chayav Karbon, and Shvua L'Sha'avar. And they both have to be Shayach Behein Belav. They both are shayach, yes and no. Because in the pasuk it says, "Oy nefesh kisushava levate b'sfasayim lahara or lahitiv," to do something bad to yourself or do something good to yourself. So in the pasuk, first I was talking about something in the future. It's talking about lahaba, and it's also talking about either good or bad, which means hein or lav. And our Mishnah is saying that all these things are possible to be yes and no, and also future and past. So, for example, the case of giving a present to someone. Shvua she'etin l'shploini v'sheloi etin. That's yes and no. All in the future. She'nasati that I gave v'sheloi nasati. And the same thing by sleeping. She'ishon, he made a shvua, I'm going to sleep v'sheloi yishon, and I'm not going to sleep. Or she'ishanti, I slept and v'sheloi yishanti. Another example, that's this case of Ishan is Ein Behem Mamish. Another example of Ein Behem Mamish is She'ezrek Tzura L'yom, Shelo Ezrek, that I will throw something into the water. Tzura Pash means a rock. And so a rock into the water. Or I'm not going to throw a rock into the water. Shezrakti, I threw something in the water. Shelo Ezrakti. So B'kitzin, in our Mishnah, gives you all the examples of Dvarim Shel Atzmoy, Dvarim Shel Chayim, Dvarim Shel Mamish, Ein Behem Mamish. Rabbi Shmuel Eimer, so this is Shita of Rabbi Akiva, holds that it's possible to be chayav a carbon oil of the earth on a shvua l'sha'avar, even though the pasuk says lahara l'heitiv, but it's also, we'll see in the Gemara, the drasha to learn the other way also. So Rabbi Shmuel Eimer, no, ain't chayav ala oslav, ain't chayav on a future shvua. Shnema lahara l'heitiv. Omle Rekiv says back to him, oh, so you're telling me now that the lahara l'heitiv is a dafka? Imkain, ain't li'el dvarim shesh behem hara v'atava. You only see something that's either good to you or bad to you. Dvarim shesh behem hara v'atava, something that's neither. For example, throwing a rock into the water, Menayin, how do you know you're chayiv? For you, Rabbi Shmuel, I take everything so literally. So, let's say it's not lahara lahaytiv, how do you know you're chayiv? Amalei meribu da kosev. There's a ribu da kosev, pasuk the chalash yevate. The chalash yevate, b'sav zayim. Anything that you say is a shvua. So, Rabbi Kiva says back to you, Amalei, you see, I'm asking to me, there's a ribu. Im ribu da kosev l'kach, ribu da kosev l'kach. There's a ribu to marba, even things that are not hara v'atava, so it should also be marba, things that are sha'ava. So that is Machlokes Rav Shmuel Rekiva, and the Gemara Daf Chavav will elaborate on it. It's really tali in klal prat klal or ribu amir to ribuy, because here you have it starts the pasuk starts over nefesh kisushav alavatim is a klal. Then it says ra lahitiv is a miyat. Then it says a chal shiavate. And the shaila is how to learn that is it a klal prat klal or a ribuy amir to ribuy? We'll see in the Gemara Daf Chavav. Zok the Gemara. That's our Mishnah. Zok the Gemara. Torah bottom. We learned the Brisa. Choymer b'nedarim b'meshuos. Nedarim have a chumra of a shuos, and choymer shuos nedarim. And shuos have a chumra of a nedarim. Choymer b'nedarim shanedarim chayal mitzvah mitzvah. Kedvar shuos. Vashayin kei meshua. The halacha is that if someone says that I'm making a shua, I'm not going to eat in a sukkah. It's not chal. It's not chal. You can't make a shua levatel as a mitzvah. You can't make a shua to annul a mitzvah. Vashayin kei nedarim could be chal dvar mitzvah. If I say the floor in the sukkah is ostana, then it's chal, because that's not directly affecting, it's not directly going against the mitzvah, it's affecting the mitzvah, but I'm not saying anything about the mitzvah, I'm saying that I'm answering the floor of the sukkah bahana. Now I can't walk in, so now automatically I cannot make the mitzvah, but the neder wasn't directly connected to the sukkah. So therefore, a neder is chal on a dvar mitzvah, but a shua is not possible to chal on a dvar mitzvah. Shad adorim chal on a dvar mitzvah, kedvar ashos, mashenkim ashos. Now what's the chayim of shua is of adorim? Chayim of shua is, shad shua is chal on a dvar mitzvah, mamish. Shua is chal, even if something has no mamish, for example, sleeping, kedav shes mamish, shad shes adorim shes mamish, mashenkim adorim, adorim, you cannot say, I'm making a neder, I'm not going to sleep. It doesn't work. You need something to be chal on. So the Grata is a way how it could do it by saying koinim eini b'shina, like Rashi speaks out. It's chal on the eyes, but it has to be chal on davar shesh b'mamish. So I can't say I'm koinim shani yoshon. I'm making hektish that I'm going to sleep. I shouldn't sleep. My sleep should be hektish. Your sleep can't be hektish. Your sleep doesn't exist. Your sleep is the in b'mamish. But by shua you could say that shua I'm not going to sleep. That you could say so shua is chal on a davar she'in b'hem mamish. Zokta. Gemara Vayit explained the Mishnah. Says the Mishnah, Ketzad Amar Shvua She'etein L'ploindi V'Shaloi Etein. So the Gemara asks, My Etein V'Shaloi Etein. And that's how the Rishash learned to put in those words. My Etein V'Shaloi Etein. Ilei Metzadokah L'Oni, which means I'm not going to give Tzadokah L'Oni, Mushba V'Oimid Mahar Sinaihu. How can you make a Shvua I'm not going to give Tzadokah? It's Mushba Mahar Sinaihu. Shenem Anosa Titin Loi. It's in the Torah you have to give Tzadokah. El matana l'asher. It's talking about a matana to an asher, where that's not mushba v'oimid. Matana to a rich person. Now, what was the Gemara's kasha? What was Gemara's? No, Gemara thought maybe to one ani. So the Gemara's kasha mushba v'oimid who? Now, why is that a kasha? If I say I'm not going to give tzedakah to ani, I have to give tzedakah to this ani. I give tzedakah to different ani. There's a chi of tzedakah, the rice on every ani, or big trouble. You sit in shul, every ani comes, you have to give money. What do you mean? Every ani is a mushba v'ayim, every single ani. So the Machna Ephraim asks this kasha. The mitzvah on in the back here brings down this Machna Ephraim who asks this kasha, and he says like this. He says hiksha b'sefer Machna Ephraim hayochol lifta atzmai kashiyden to the kasha l'ani acher. You give tzedakah to someone else. You give tzedakah whatever you want. He says two terutzim. Either he says in Nira the gersosam ha'istam shloy etain the mash loy etain klal. He says that the Gerson in a Gemara could be that he said, I'm not going to give tzedakah at all. I'm never giving any tzedakah on an ani. That taka you can't do. He wasn't specific ani he was talking about. He says, Shmua shloi etten tzedakah to any ani. I'm never going to give tzedakah. You take out the word ani. Shloi etten tzedakah. That's taka mushroim. That's one pshat. Another pshat, he says, a chiddush. The Gerson did don, Yishloimar, the ilsh ploini karoiv ari. He was a karoiv. There's certain dinim. That it's true you can suck anyone you want, but Karav goes first, and he goes first, Taka. And if you say, I'm not going to give, it's a mitzvah deraisa to give that Karav tzedakah. That's the mitzvah it's learned, and that's what we're talking about. It's Merzkash, Mishvah Yimadu, and for the Gemara means, a matono le'osher, and not to a ani. Zokta Gemara Vaita. And you were asking, like, was Pashmur Teretz? I think the Gemara's Havni is very good. What was the Chiddush of Shloyatin? Like, of course, why should Shloyatin be good? Teretz, the Chiddush was that even though it's a tzedakah, maybe that was more thought. Gemara says, no, Mishpahimidu. So it has to be that I'm not going to give to Asher. Okay. She'ishon v'shaloy ishon. So makes a shua, I'm not going to sleep, I am going to sleep. Ain't he, fake tomorrow, Kasha, ain't he? Vamar Rabbi Yechanon, ha'imesh shua, shloy ishon gimel yomim. So makes a shua, I'm not going to sleep for 3 days. Malkanoisa, you give him Malkus. The Yoshon La'altim. He can sleep right away. You give him Malkus. His Shua is automatically a Shua Shaf. You give him Malkus immediately. So you see that if someone says, I'm not going to sleep, it's not Chal the Shua. You give him Malkus immediately. Rashi Shem Shua Shaf. The Dovah Shiafsha, who? Umushinishba Yotzlo Sheker. So Chaira, so you see it's not a Shua's Bitu. That's Mar's Kasha. And for the Gemara, Hasam the Amma Gimel. There he said for 3 days. Hakal Amma Gimel. He didn't say 3 days. And the Rosh and Simon Chaval speaks out. He said either Yoim Echad or Shnayim. He said, I'm not going to sleep for a day or for 2 days. And that's possible. That is the case of our Mishnah, which is a Shua's Bitu. Shua's Bitu means it's a Shua that you have a carbon for. What's the difference between a Shua Shav and a Shua's Bitu? Shua's Bitu is Chayav a carbon of the Yerit. Shua Shav, if you do B'mezi, you get Malkus. If you do B'shoy, you get nothing. There's no Chayav carbon on Shua Shav. Zalta Gemara Vait. Saying the Mishnah Shezrek Tzor Liyom Shlo Ezrek Itma Shvua Shezorak Ploini Tzor Liyom. So makes a Shua that a certain fellow threw a Tzor into the water. or he did not throw something in the water. Talking in past tense. And he said, a shvua, that Reuven threw something into the water, a rock into the water. And, or he says, Reuven did not throw a rock into the water. Now, is this possible, Balahaba? No, it's not possible. You should possibly make a shvua. I'm making a shvua that Reuven is going to throw something into the water. It's not possible for you. It's not for the other. You can't make a shvua like that. It's not tchal. So here's a shua is only possible to Sha'avar. Keep that in mind. And remember another thing, keep in mind, the Mishnah, if there is such a thing as shua Sha'avar, Legabi Karvan. Okay? Zitba. Shua Zarak, planet early on, Shua Zarak. Rav Amachayev, you are Chayev, a carbon of the earth, such a shua. It's called shua Bitu. It's shua Sha'avar, and Yechayev shua Bitu. Shmuel Amapata. The Gemara explains. Rav Amachayev, Isa Balava Hein, Lamaisa, you have a yes and a no. Zarak or Lazarak. Why? Less of Balahaba. It's not possible to have his Shua Balahaba in the future. So what's the Machloikis Rav and Shmuel? Lema plukta de Rav Yishmael of Rabbi Kiva come after him. Maybe they're arguing in the Machloikis of Rav Yishmael of Rabbi Kiva. This is now in the Awa Mishnah. Rav Yishmael Eimer, Eine Chayiv, Ela Ala Asa Lavi. Only Chayiv for future Shuas. Shnev Ala Hara Ala Eitev, Ala Rav Kiva. Is that true? Im Kain, Einli Ela Dvarim Shishmael Marav Atava. Maybe you only chayiv the carbon if it's something that has a rav atava. Dvarim she'im ha rav atava minayin. How do you know? On maloi v'riba akosif, because there's a ribo of the chalas she'evate. On maloi, so Rav Kiva says back to Shmuel. Oh, you have a riba akosif, and riba akosif kach, riba akosif kach. It's a ribo also even l'sha'aba. So that's what the Mishnah. Repeat over the Mishnah. So Mara says maybe Rav, who says that if you say zarak plainly loy zarak chayiv carbon el v'yarei damak Rav Kiva holds this is thing a shul l'sha'aba. But Shmuel Domak Rabbi Shmuel, and Shmuel also Rabbi Shmuel, who it's only Shmuel Haban. This is Shavah. That's why it's not work. So I don't know. It's not the Machlekes. I leave it to Rabbi Shmuel. Kulam like pligim. Obviously, the fear of Rabbi Shmuel, Shmuel can't say Shita. I mean, Rav can't say Shita according to Rabbi Shmuel. Rav saying Yechayiv l'Shavah obviously is not the fear of Rabbi Shmuel. So the Machlekes is not in Rabbi Shmuel. Rabbi Shmuel definitely is out of the picture. He doesn't hold. He's not a Machlekes. It's very clear Rabbi Shmuel holds. Such a case will not be Chayiv. It's not a Machlekes. So, Libra Rabbi Shmuel Kulam Lepligim means there's no machlokes what Rabbi Shmuel holds such a case. Rabbi Shmuel holds such a case, avada, that you are not chayiv. Hashta milsa the isa b'la haba, loy mechayiv la, ma'adach something that it's possible haba. You're not mechayiv, Rabbi Shmuel l'shavar. Milsa the less of haba, something that's possible haba, m'abayi. So the machlokes is, ki pligi, aliba de Rabbi Kiva. The machlokes is in Rabbi Kiva Shidur. Kiva holds that it is shayach to have a carbon oil of the yard and a shvul l'shavar. But the machlekes is over here. Is here? It's only possible to be l'shavar. Is that a chsar or not? So Rav Rabbi Kiva, Rav also Rabbi Kiva, and therefore Yechayev. Shmuel Adama Ad Kalam Yechayev Rabbi Kiva Hasam l'shavar. Ella Milsa only something the isa b'laba. It's possible to have l'aba also. Ella Milsa isa b'laba Yechayev Rabbi Kiva l'shavar. Av Midid less of l'aba. Av Milsa less of l'aba. It does not hold that Yechayev. So like this, Rav and Shmuel talk about a case where someone said that Reuven threw something into the water. So, according to Rabbi Shmuel, Avada did not have oil of the earth, so L'Shavar. But in Rabbi Kiva, Old Yechayiv, even L'Shavar, there's a Machloikis. Does it has to be possible, it's type of Shua, it's possible B'Labo or so. Rav says it doesn't have to be possible B'Labo, therefore Yechayiv. El Maisa, Rabbi Kiva holds Yechayiv L'Shavar. But Shmuel holds, even Rabbi Kiva agrees, it has to be Royu to be make the Shua L'Habo or so, because the Pasuk is L'Ra L'Hitiv. So it has to be something that's possible L'Habo. It's also Chayav Shav from a Ribui, but it has to be something that's possible Abba. And therefore Shmuel will hold that if, say, Reuven threw something in the water, you're not Chayav a carbon oil there for that Shmuel. So that's Machlokes Rav and Shmuel, and it's in the Shita of Rabbi Akiva.